Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast, back with another episode that we're calling this the Do the Work series. And this one is another one I learned from you, John. I've done some of this, but not to the extent that you taught it at our event. So our last presentation on the second day of the event was called Do the Work. And this was one of the slides, and it was ask pre-purchase questions. What do you mean by that? What do you mean by ask pre-purchase questions?
Yeah, so you're going to get people who contact your business before they buy something. They might be by phone. They might come in via email. It might be via your online chat tool on your website, all of which you should be doing, by the way. And, you know, they're going to be contacting you because they need something. Maybe they want to know something about the product specifically. Maybe they want to inquire about how it ships, or, you know, the cost of shipping if you charge for shipping. And so I'm very keen to, particularly with a new high-ticket dropshipping business, but at any point as well, it doesn't have to be a new one, to learn as much as I can about my ideal customer. But not only my ideal customer, about how I'm serving them, about where they see my business in the market that I'm in, the niche that I'm in, how it compares to my competitors. And so this is your opportunity, because otherwise, if you don't talk to your customers about some of these things, and we'll talk about some specific things you could ask them in a second, but you're kind of left to assume what's going on. Do I need to make changes to my website? And it can be a very, leave it to assume that you're assuming what might or might not be working, it can be a really long and slow process to get your site, your offer, your marketing to a place where it's serving your customer in the way that it needs to persuade them to, you know, buy from you in the numbers that you'd like them to. Or worse, you can go down rabbit holes of listening to people on YouTube or social media telling you, well, this is what you should be doing on your website. And none of that is relevant to your market. Those people don't know who you're serving. They don't know your ideal customer. They don't even know what you're selling. And so one thing I see a lot of people doing when they're trying to do high ticket drop shipping, and, you know, for people who aren't in our program, they end up listening to people who run other types of e-commerce businesses, and they go, oh yeah, I should be doing that for my high ticket drop shipping business. That's what I need to do on my website, or that's what I need to do in my ads or whatever. And it's it's not even relevant. That person's selling a $30 direct-to-customer product. You're selling a $3,000 dropship product. The marketing, the website, the communication is going to be very different for those two things, because it's a completely different customer journey. So the best person that you can learn from at any point of time is always your customer. What do they need? How can you communicate with them? What does your website need to do for them? You've got to learn that from your customer. And
if you don't ask them, your own bias can come in.
Yeah.
So we started the conference off with a little confirmation bias. And this is where it shows up. The way you shop, the way you ask for discounts, the way you look at a website is how you think everyone does. And the reality is, no one does it like you. No one does it like your customer does. And so you should ask them. When you went through this, I was like, oh, you know, I've asked a few of these questions, but some of them were like, oh, duh, why haven't I asked these things? And I think the whole room kind of felt that too. Oh, duh.
Yeah. And so your customer is rarely going to tell you as well, pre-purchase. This is pre-purchase. So this is people who you don't have an established relationship. It's a little bit different to your existing customers, right, and post-purchase. But these people don't really know if they trust you yet. And so they're not going to be really open with you. A few will be, just more outspoken people. They'll be like, hey, this is missing, or I don't understand this, or something like that. But in terms of volume, you're not going to get enough of that without prompting, that is actually going to help you make any real difference to your business. So what I like to do is have a list of questions pre-prepared that I can literally put on my wall. If you're answering the phone, put it on the wall next to you, or put it on your desk so that you can see it. And then have a little spreadsheet or I don't know, any sort of tool, recording tool, where you can record people's answers, right? Because you're going to build up like a catalog of responses, and you'll be able to see patterns and trends and common things that people say to you. And it doesn't even have to be necessarily the answers to these questions that you could record as well. I mean, little ways about how people talk in your market as well, like if there's particular slang or, market-specific terminology that's used. Sometimes it's helpful to record that stuff as well, because then you have a resource you can pull from every time you go and write an email or record a voicemail or something like that. But anyway, so you have like maybe 10 questions. Now, you're not going to ask every customer all of those questions, right, because that would be straight out weird. Just pick one per call, right? When somebody calls in, you're going to answer their question or whatever they're calling out for. You always serve them first. Start building that relationship. Ask how they're doing. How's their day going? How can I help you? They're going to tell you what you need help with, what they need help with, what their questions are. Do that. And then towards the end of the call, before you break it off, pick one question from your list and ask that. Now, that may lead to some of the other questions as well. Like if they're a particularly open person, they just want to have a chat, which in some markets people like if you're serving older people, sometimes they like to just sit there and have a chat, right? And they want someone to listen to them. And so you might get deep into some of that stuff. You might go through a number of questions, but at least hit one. And so some of the questions I like to ask is, what are the sites you're considering buying from? You know, you might be in a market with like, you know, potentially 20 competitors, let's say, which would be on the upper end, but you might be. But the reality is that most people are not comparing you to all 20 of those websites, right? It's probably a much smaller number. It's probably like 2, maybe 3, or it might even just be 1, really. And knowing who those are from your customers' mouths, because they might be different to the ones that you assume it's going to be, right? You might think, my products are sold on Amazon, so obviously everybody's comparing me to Amazon. Well, it might not be Amazon. It might be another niche specific website that you're not really taking into account. So if you ask people that question, you hear the same names coming up and up again, you automatically can zero in and say, all right, well, these are the guys I need to be doing everything better than. So go and look at their websites. You can now look at their offers. You can look at their marketing. You can sign up for their emails. You can do all of that stuff and really find the opportunities for you to make a point of difference. It's going to shortcut everything for you from that perspective. You can ask people a question, is there any reason why you wouldn't buy from us? Like today, like is there any? And so that can lead you down the path of what are the common objections in my customers' minds? Like, you know, they might point out something specific to your business, like, oh, gee, I didn't know if this was a real business, or I didn't, you know, see any reviews, or I didn't see enough information on your website or something like that. Or they might just say, you might just hear people all the time saying, well, I need to go and ask my wife. Right? And that can be very helpful just to know that from your sales process, what those sort of common objections are. It might actually mean you've completely missed putting something on your website and it's something super simple. They just say, well, I need to see this piece of information about this product before I buy it, and I'm not seeing it there. I'm just uncertain about how it's assembled, for example. So what could you do? You could put an assembly guide on your website. Simple. You could do it with a video, or you could just do a diagram, or maybe your supplier's already got that stuff and you just haven't put it on your website yet. So
you might find out that competitor A is offering a free gift with purchase,
right,
or two free gifts with purchase, or just something about their offer is different than your offer. Yeah. And you could be like, oh, well, I can offer that too. And you might adjust your offer at that point.
Yeah. Yeah. Following on questions, you can ask them, are there any other products of this category that you're considering? So sometimes it can be that there are other products, like, I mean, if you're selling infrared saunas and they're looking at an infrared sauna you have, they might actually be comparing that with one that you don't have from a different brand, for example. So that can uncover for you, maybe you're not actually selling the products in your market that people are actually desiring, and you should then go and get those products on your site. Once again, if you hear people say constantly, I'm thinking of this other product in your market and you don't have it, you best be doing all you can to go and get that product on your site, right? You can ask them, you can ask them specific questions about your website. So like, you know, do you feel there's information that's missing from our site? You know, was there anything on our site that wasn't working for you? Was there anything that you couldn't find that you feel you need to have to to buy from us. And so there's a range of variations on these things. You might have specific things that you're unsure about in your market that are specific to your market that you think you would like to know more about. You can put your own questions into that list, right? That might just be specific to your market. So, I love these do the work things because they're such small things, right?
Mm.
And I think a lot of people fall into the trap of thinking that, and so this is just a small thing to add in it, but you just got to do it for it to work. You've just got to consistently do it. And a lot of people think that growing my business is going to be down to one or two really big things. And I'm just, they're like secrets and I'm searching for those. Like, what's the big thing that's going to make my business explode? And when we look at, you know, the most successful people in this space, in the high ticket dropshipping space, that's almost never what happens. Like, if I think about our most successful students, the first thing that jumps into my head about those people is they've just stuck with it and consistently done a lot of small things and just kept doing them and doing them and doing them. They've stuck it out rather than being inconsistent. And like, there's no secrets. You just have to get in there and do the work. You know what I mean?
And if you know your customer better than anyone else, you're going to win. And so these questions allow you to get on the phone with them and ask them what they're struggling with. What didn't you find on our website? What is the pain you're going through and how's this product going to help you? And if you know your customer better than anyone else, you're going to be the best business in the market.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business, not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts, to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business. We're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.